That's true. All right. So there's also another story, Sam, that you're covering for us tonight. It's about a student on campus with a book. Tell us about that.
Okay. So his name is Nathan Olson. He's an amazing person. He went through his entire first 22 years of life, just not quite fitting in, not quite feeling like he belonged, having a harder time in school than everyone else. And then he finally was tested for learning disabilities when he was 22, 23. And he ended up being autistic. So now he identifies, his major identifier is as an autistic person, somebody on the spectrum. And he's coming to PLU not only to get a degree, but to honor his grandfather, who was another PLU alum, who told him the greatest thing anyone can do in their life is get a degree. So he's kind of been failing in and out of schools and learning who he is. And then he wrote a book about his journey and travels to getting to PLU, where he feels most at home because he feels his grandfather's presence here. Mm-hmm. So the book is called The Courage to...
It's like Journey Through the
Heartland. It's the Journey Through the Heartland, and then semi whatever, the courage to come home, you know, mm-hmm. Come back to yourself. And he was honestly just a great person to talk to. His whole thing was having the courage to identify himself and having the courage to see himself for who he really is. And his main goal was to get campus to be more welcoming towards people, not only of different race and ethnic backgrounds, but to welcome people with mental disabilities and just disabilities in general. Right. And that opened up that big can of worms, which is yes, we're a great, we're inclusive to most, everything you can see. But how inclusive is PLU to the things you can't see?
I forget the exact term he used, but I think it was the forefront of neurodiversity.
I love neurodiversity. That's a great term.
I love that term so much when I was reading that article, which will come out tomorrow for everyone.
Yeah,
who
Mass
would
Magazine.
Like to pick out, or yeah, 2 days from now, actually. Mm-hmm. Sorry. It's on Fridays. So
yeah.
Yes, you'll have some good weekend reading.
Weekend reading and some new vocabulary as well. All right, so coming up after the break, we'll be talking about additional sheriffs patrolling the campus this weekend. We'll talk